Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Hello, and welcome to Phoenix Business Radio with Business Radio X, the fastest growing B2B radio network in the country. I'm your host, Kara Nowicki. And before I introduce our special guest, let me ask you something. Do you know your specific strengths? What specific strengths do your teammates or your family members or neighbors have? What weaknesses are you familiar with in yourself and those around you? And how, this is the most important question, how do you communicate these things with the people around you? With RISE Strengths, your employees, and your teammates, and even your students learn the skills they need to become engaged contributors. A workplace that fosters this kind of training and engagement can see upwards of 21% higher productivity and 22% higher profitability. And when we take this into education with our athletes and our students, those numbers are phenomenal as well, especially with our youth. Those numbers do sound pretty good, don't they? In the studio with us tonight is RISE Strengths founder and communication specialist, Cynthia Deal. Welcome.
Thank you.
I'm happy to have you. And when you and I spoke about being a featured guest at Business Radio, we talked about a story that you told me. You had worked with a 17-year-old student athlete recently who greatly benefited from a recent workshop that you had held.
Yes.
And you and I, as we spoke, we thought rather than just having you into the studio for this special segment, that we would invite an Xavier and his mom, Bernice, tonight. So I want to welcome both of you to the studio tonight.
Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. And I am really excited. I know a little bit about the story from, you know, the way that Cynthia had shared it with me, but I'm very much looking forward to having our listeners hear from you specifically about what this work has done for you and the difference between who you are, Xavier, prior to this work and understanding your strengths and your weaknesses and how to communicate that with the people around you. So let's just jump right in. Would you be willing to tell me first, Bernice, mom, what were some of the concerns and frustrations you were having with Xavier prior to meeting Cynthia?
The thing that stands out most to me is throughout high school career, it's got, you know, it kind of got a little complicated because he goes to Brophy. So it's the curriculum is something that he wasn't used to. And so he was really struggling with kind of keeping the type of grades he typically had. And so by junior year, which was last year, it got to a point where he almost felt defeated. My biggest frustration is he started taking on a victim role because he wasn't getting the type of playing time that he was used to with all his sports. He wasn't having the type of relationships he has with his teachers. His grades were, you know, he was working twice as hard to keep mediocre grades, and he just started kind of taking on that victim role. And that was where my biggest frustration was.
And it's not that he's not smart enough.
Not at all.
Right? No. But you begin to wonder or question. I'm imagining you might have Xavier, like, this shouldn't be this hard. And where's the support that I need? Yeah? Mm-hmm. What were you experiencing with him as it relates to teachers and coaches? Did you have any direct contact with them?
Yeah. The community at Brophy is actually a very... It's an amazing community, and they are very interactive, and they reach out, and they're open and available. I just think that the communication piece between him and the teachers weren't as open as it should be. He wasn't comfortable as I would like him to be. So I kind of had to step in more than I would like to be. So the teachers and the coaches did kind of start reaching out a little bit more when they realized that he wasn't doing his full potential either.
Yeah. Junior year, that's a really important year. I have two at ASU right now and a 10-year-old coming up in the ranks. Mm-hmm. And when people say junior year is your toughest year, they're not kidding, mm-hmm. right? But then add to that, as an athlete, you've got your workouts, your practices, and because of the athlete that I know who you are based on what Cynthia shared, you're also looking at what's next for me beyond school, right? Who's looking at me? Who's watching me? Who's ready to have a conversation with me about what campus I want to land on? Is that right?
Yes.
So tell me, Xavier, what were your frustrations that you were experiencing? We heard from mom, from your perspective, what was going on for you your junior year?
Just finding like the motivation, like in school. I knew I could get the work done. It was just a matter of like me sitting down. Like, and once like one big part of my life, sports, like started like going down, like I felt like everything else just started going down. So Yeah, I just needed to be like motivated and just get what I had to do, get
and,
done.
And is the word victim, your mom used the word victim. Does that resonate with you? Does that make sense? Is that how you felt like, or did you feel what? Frustrated, angry, yeah, pissed off?
Yeah, I felt like once like my freshman year, like something happened like with sports, like there's a label like getting put on me, like that I was like not coachable or like disrespectful. Oh. So I had to kind of like try to get rid of that label in junior year. I feel like that was a big step in getting rid of that. So
labeled by coaches?
Yeah, just by coaches,
adults, teachers, people, like, yeah, teammates even?
Yeah.
I think in general, all the way across the board, just kind of he has a strong personality. Mm-hmm. There was a cultural change going in there, yeah. And kind of having him find his place there, I think, yeah. That was a big deal. And there was a label, and it wasn't the type of personality and that they're kind of used to having, and he wasn't used to having that type of team to support him. So I think it was kind of a matter of them all meeting halfway to know that he was really in it because he loved it and he wants to be there. But at the same time, their perception was, you know, we're not going to deal with
what they were saying is like I'm capable of doing all this. It's just like, they felt like I'm giving 100% like sometimes, and then I'm giving like,
right.
I'm doing it halfway the other time. So just being consistent was like what they really wanted me to be.
So their perception, and the label is the term that we used, wasn't necessarily wrong for what they were seeing.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah, right. I wanted to make sure that we're making this clear, that this isn't, yeah, like, you know, bashing coaches, yeah, or teachers,
no,
or administrators.
Not. Absolutely.
And that's the beauty when we get to have a chance to hear from Cynthia, that's where this magic all kind of comes together. Right. So that was your junior year. And then how did you meet Cynthia? Let's start there.
My friend's mom, Bettina, and her were talking, and they put me and my friend Z in the workshop. And so we went and we met her, and we went over. We took the test already, and then we went and went over, and she printed out the papers. And that's where we got introduced to the balcony and basements, which you'll hear about a lot while we're talking about.
Yeah, your friend Z.
Yeah.
And your ex.
Yeah.
So cute.
Born November 10th.
Oh, really? Well, that's fun. Z and X. I love it. And I joked when you came in the studio, since it's business radio, we just added the X for you tonight. But that's not really true. Okay. So you had mom signed you up a workshop. Did you go reluctantly? Did you go excitedly? Did you like, oh, who cares? I'll try anything.
I was just curious.
Yeah. Okay, good.
So they said it would be good for us. So we just went.
Yeah. And you had you mentioned a test. You had taken a test. Mm-hmm. And in your words, because I know Cynthia will help us as well, but in your words, what is this test?
The test is like a hour long, like it was like an hour that you sit down, you're quiet by yourself, and it just gives you like scenarios, basically, like what would you do in this situation? And then like you have like a couple like seconds to like pick it. So it's like instinctual. And so it's just like a whole bunch of things. Like it just brings out your personality, basically.
Ah, okay. And then you got the printout, and then you met with Cynthia afterwards. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then what happened?
Well, we were walking to Starbucks to like get like drinks, and like that I had the meeting like a couple of days ago, like with my mom and my coaches. And so I was still like on my mind fresh. So like I was just explaining to her like how I felt about it, and like how I should like change like my like attitude and like my whole demeanor my senior year, and that like I felt like I could do it.
Ah, okay. So I skipped a step. You had this kind of come to Jesus meeting.
Right. His coach, his varsity football coach, actually called a meeting between the head the varsity football coach, the head varsity basketball coach, and his uncle Ryan, who's actually a coach at Mace Community College, and myself and ex. So we went in and had exactly what she said is like a come to Jesus meeting to say, they saw his potential. They saw that he wanted it. But again, he wasn't showing that drive that they wanted. His negativity was kind of showing when he wasn't getting what he wanted, mm-hmm, which is playing time or, you know, whatever the case is. And so
natural reactions, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So the coach brought him in and basically, without sugarcoating it, said, this is the problems that we're having. This is what I'm seeing. He gave him examples. I mean, amazing examples of how he was actually watching him when X wasn't paying attention, just little things that you're doing that you're not showing a leadership role, and that what they expect from him, coming in his senior year. So this was in the end, this was in March. Football basketball season was over. This was them reaching out to him saying, I see it, I want it, but look it, this is what you showed us this year. This is what, why this happened this year. So next year, this is what we need to see from you. Mm.
It was really comforting because like I was really confused on why I wasn't playing because I knew I had the like talent to play, and they were just, they said that we knew you could be a big asset to the team next year. So this is what we need from you, basically what they were saying.
And was it comforting? Maybe not in that meeting, or even after, I'm guessing though, but because this is all prior to doing this assessment, this test with Cynthia, exactly. and having a chance, right? So take us back to that moment. He's giving these examples your mom mentioned, and you're like, oh, shoot, that's right, yeah. Right? Are you like...
Oh. I didn't really accept it yet. I was really just still frustrated about, like, the whole seasons and how it went. And so, like, I was hearing what they were saying, but I wasn't, like, fully hearing it. I had to take time to, like, really accept what they were saying.
So I'm guessing arms folded, head shaking. I don't know. Like, okay, what? I don't get why I'm not playing.
It was over and done with. So, like, there's nothing I could do about it, but there was something I could do in the future about it. So,
yes. And what I heard mom say is that you could sense that these coaches and these teachers and your uncle care about you. They see who you are. They know that you have the leadership ability in you and certainly an excellent athlete in both sports, by the way. I can't get over that because that just doesn't happen anymore, especially at a place like Brophy. Okay. So then you're now fast forward, you've taken this assessment. You've had this workshop already with Cynthia?
How it kind of went down, and this was just right before we actually got on the radio, is I asked them, because they told me about the Come to Jesus meeting with the coaches. And we figured out meeting was the Friday before he took the workshop on Sunday.
Oh, wow.
So it was just
so
three
fresh.
Days.
So fresh.
It was right there. And it was a 4.5-hour workshop. There were 6 students in there. And I thought, you know what, we'll just take a break. Starbucks is across the road. 2 hours into it, I said, let's go take a break. So we're walking to Starbucks, and he's walking next to me, X's, and he goes, so Cynthia, I think I know why I'm getting bench time. And I'm like, excuse me? My curiosity immediately was like, I said, so tell me a little bit about that.
And so I told her, because we got these papers and they have the balconies and basements. So your balconies are like what you can be at your best, like what you are when you're at your very best. And then like your basements are like what others could perceive you as. And like when you're at your lowest points, this is what you could be perceived as. And so I have a couple. So these are 3 of mine. I have activator, competition, and futuristic. Those are 3 of my traits.
Again,
and
activator, futuristic, in the middle?
Competition.
Okay.
And so competition was actually my number one. And some of the balconies are driven, measurement orientated, and winner. And so I'm like, yeah, I'm feeling good. And then like, and then I read the basements, and then it's like sore loser, puts down others, and confrontational.
So that's like, how it shows up.
Yeah. And so and then I read all of my traits, and the exact words my coaches were saying, or like in exact words, were like in the basement. So like that's when it really just clicked in my mind, like, well, this is real. I have to actually change that. Stay in my basement. I mean, my balconies.
Yeah.
It's really just...
I have chills from head to toe. And what I hadn't shared with you previously, but I had some guests, and I've told Cynthia, I had some guests in here a week or two ago, maybe not that long. And after we were done with the interview, the woman said to me, do you know what your strengths are based on the...
The Gallup Strength Finders.
Thank you. Yeah. It's all new to me. And I'm like, no, but it's funny you should ask that because I have a guest coming into the studio soon who's an expert in that. And she's like, oh, well, when you find out, you need to have Cynthia share that instrument with you and find out your strengths and your balcony and your basement. She said, because I have an idea of what it might be. So for you, even at 17, you were like, holy cow, now I get it, right? And you could identify with the strengths. And then this other piece of it, that's when you are confronted or when you're not getting the wins or whatever, a different part of you shows up. Is that how it works, Cynthia? Mm-hmm. Or?
Usually what happens with the balcony and basement, with your basements, usually if your basements are showing up the majority of the time, it's because you're overusing that strength. You're not channeling it.
Okay.
When you channel that strength, then that's when the balconies show up and that's when you're in your zone.
Yeah, and Xavier's nodding his head like, yeah, I got this down.
And it really helped when like she was talking about it, because it's not necessarily that you need to change yourself. Like you're like, I had like really good like leadership, like in mine, I had my, out of my four, out of my five, I had like, they were all like leadership qualities. So like she said, it's not necessarily change yourself, because like, be proud of who you are.
Yeah.
But like, just make sure you're in like your balconies more than you're in your basements. So that helped a lot.
So I don't think there's anything, I mean, when I say come to Jesus meeting, it was come to Jesus meeting, and for him to kind of come out of that still feeling defeated. I think he was defeated. I think he was kind of felt like everything was kind of coming onto him. So I don't think there was anything that anybody could have said at this point, because everybody showed that they were on our, we were all on the same team, but we were trying to explain to him, this is what you're doing, this is what you're not doing. And he still kind of, he didn't have necessarily a negative outlook on it, but it was just kind of a overwhelming feeling. So I don't think at that point there was anything that could have opened his eyes the way that did, because he even came home talking. He's a 17-year-old boy, so I have to ask 20 questions to get one answer.
Right. You know?
So he even came home and I was telling Cynthia, and I knew all about it. He was reading it. I mean, he wasn't summarizing it. He was reading it all. And I mean, I pulled over at the gas station at some point, was just like, this is explaining him from head to toe, like everything about him, everything that we've said, like, just do it. You have all these opportunities and you're capable. But I mean, he took that in.
Everybody has the same test. Like they could take it and then like they could have the same trait as you, but like then there's something that like describes you, like it's individually to you. So like me and Cynthia, we have some of the same traits, but like when we read the descriptions about them, like they're totally different, like descriptions. So that was interesting.
Yeah. He and I both have activator as our number two and futuristic as our number three, but our activators sound completely different.
Do I remember you sharing with me that those are pretty unique?
Yeah.
Yeah. To have those both at the top, right? Or
there is a frequency grid that Gallup has of everybody in the entire world that has taken the assessment, and they have all 34 strengths listed in the order of how frequently they show up worldwide. All of his are at the bottom of the least frequent.
Oh my goodness.
So his top five are in that bottom third. So worldwide, very few people have those top five strengths.
Mom's laughing. Incredible. Which makes you unique and also quite the leader. And yet it also leaves probably the adults around you not knowing how to handle it with you, because you're unique. It's uncommon, right?
Exactly.
So yeah, once I took it and I realized that how rare they were, I was just like eye opening. Like I'm not using them how I should be using them, because
yes,
the way I was using them was getting me no playing time, and being, I obviously got a label. And so,
So what I failed to do in the beginning of our, our show today was introduce Colin, our business development specialist here at Business Radio X. So welcome, Colin.
Hi, everyone.
And he's been just chomping at the bit to jump in there, but probably waiting for a proper introduction. So jump in. I'm dying to hear what question or what you want to share.
I was just curious if you, X, could give us an example, like a specific example for us and the listeners of how... before you took the assessment and had this kind of introspection on yourself, right? Like a specific example of what the coaches maybe were frustrated with, you know, a specific instance and how you reacted, how they reacted to you. And then now how you're going to use the Gallup StrengthFinder to kind of move forward and communicate differently to with your coaches.
So I'd say my competition is my number one. So that shows up a lot. And I always want to like be better than the person next to me. And, obviously, that was really frustrating with me being on the bench, and I knew I could, because I obviously felt like I could help the team. And so, like, I just had to, like, try to be as positive as I could. And so, like, there's, I guess, like, a couple times in practice where, like, when I said there's a ready, fire, aim in my activator and loose cannon in my basements, like, that's where it came out. It's because, like, I'll be competing, I'll be doing as hard as I can, and then they'll critique me about, like, one little thing, and then I'll like try to like say something back, and they're like, well, I don't want you to say anything back. And then, like that'll be like something that'll be frustrating me with you about. And
so essentially you were relying on the basement traits, right? Is that how I understand it? And so they were getting frustrated with your reactions and then giving you bench time instead of play time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, just really competitive. And so, yeah, I just like to compete. So it's just really hard to like channel it sometimes.
And so to follow up with Colin's question, now that you know that, how will you handle things differently?
Me and my mom have this system. So like what we're going to do for my senior year, we have a whiteboard and I'm going to put all five of my traits down and one thing I could do each day for my trait that I could stay in my balconies instead of my basements, which would really help out just to make it a habit that I could stay in my balconies.
Is it like training, Cynthia? Like exercising where you have to work a muscle?
Absolutely. Because a lot of people are familiar with the Gallup Strength Finders and you'll run across a lot of people that says, oh yeah, I took my assessment. It's like, oh, what are your top five? I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, okay. And then even if they do know their top five, because there are actually large organizations that use it within their businesses. But
I've heard several times.
Yeah.
Sorry about just in a professional setting, people always urge you to take the Gallup Strength Finder and you should know exactly what your traits are. So it's very fascinating to me personally that, it's also applicable to high school.
Right.
Yeah. Or life in general, I guess.
Yeah. But it's one thing, you can know your top five strengths. Let's say, you know, you do run across somebody that's, you know, knows them and has them memorized. And then you ask them the next step, well, what do you do with them?
What? Yeah.
They don't do anything with them. So it goes back to, yes, it's exactly like a muscle and you exercise. You have to be very intentional about maturing them. And channeling them. How am I going to use these to get me to my end goal? I think another really important thing, I met with X a couple of weeks after the workshop just to check in with him to see how he was doing. And we went through his other four a little bit. And he shared some frustrations even within the classroom of getting, you know, the negative labeling going on, you know, troublemaker, not poor listener, this kind of thing. And he shared an incident with a teacher. I think it had something to do with a cell phone. I don't know, whatever. I'm not going to get into the details of it. He said he immediately thought of the basements and because he was going to react to the teacher like he normally would have reacted in the past. But he said, I just decided to keep my mouth shut and just let it go. And, you know, for a kid to be that
self-aware
to do something like that.
That's huge.
And then later in that meeting, it was only a half an hour meeting that we were together. He goes, so Cynthia, what do you think about if I think I need to take this to my coaches and my guidance counselor. I think I need to share those with them. And I said, bingo, go do it.
Wow. Again, so, foresight.
Yeah.
And that's leadership right there. Okay, yeah. So talk to that.
Well, so what he did, and it took a while. It didn't happen right away.
Yes.
But it took a while, and he tried to schedule the football coach. Timing didn't work out with that one, but he did schedule with both of his basketball coaches, and he called me up, and he goes, or he texted me, and he goes, so can you come to this meeting with me? And I'm like, make it happen. Let's go. And he did. And so I went, and I did coach him ahead of time. I said, you called the meeting. You're leading the meeting. I'm just there to listen and to support, answer any questions.
Wise.
And that's what he did. And he had his folder, he had his report out with his top five. He had the balcony and basement document out and he had the whole agenda laid out.
And what was their reaction?
They wanted to use it. Like they really liked it. They want to use it for the whole team and like get the whole team tested.
How
just
could
to
you
see.
Not?
Because yeah. that would actually really help. That'd be a good strategy to see what traits everybody has and how they could work because certain traits work better with other traits. So like you could put those together and pair people up that would work well with each other and then try to make people who wouldn't necessarily get along as well, make them get along better.
Wow. We're doing little whoops in the studio here. I'm blown away at your maturity. And I gather that you had this level of maturity even prior to meeting Cynthia.
No.
No?
Absolutely not.
Okay, speak to that.
I mean, I always felt like I was a leader, but I just really didn't know how like to use it to my strengths, like I said before.
He's owning it. He was not, we've struggled for a long time with his maturity and with his with things he's been dealing with just personally and just kind of how he's kind of had problems in the classroom, staying focused, kind of channeling his all of his energy and time and attention into things where he doesn't need to. And so that's where kind of the labels came in through any school, any teacher, any class. And he just kind of went with it. He would fix it. We'd talk about it. He'd fix it. And then we kind of get back into the same track of where we started. So,
because if you don't know what you're doing wrong, I mean, I'm using that word wrong really loosely, but if you don't know how to change something that isn't working for you, how do you know to change it? I mean, it's kind of a silly statement, but that's what was happening. It's a cycle.
That's exactly what was happening. When we were talking on the way over here, we both said the exact same thing of what history has shown us in the past, is whether it's a teacher, whether it's a coach, whether it's anybody, any type of open house, parent-teacher conferences, anything, any meetings, they would say, I love Xavier. He's a good kid. He has these qualities. He's a great student.
But
I mean, it always ended up that way. But he needs to focus. But he needs to do this. But, you know, so he has grown more in the last year than he has. I mean, he has not been this mature, and it's just amazing to see him and hear him and talk to him and kind of see that he kind of puts it all together. And so that, I think he has, Cynthia and X make a great team too.
Yes, they do.
They definitely.
Well, all three of you make a great team, because clearly there's love and there's friendship and this enthusiasm behind everything that you do with Rise Strengths.
It's hard for me to contain. I started off the business doing this with organizations.
Yes.
And got frustrated with it. And when I started working with kids, I'm like, goodbye to corporate and
hello
to the young adult community.
Well, and I think our listeners are thinking the same thing. At 17, when you can have that ability to understand how you function, and you said it yourself, these are my strengths. I don't have to change and be different, right? Because I'm not doing anything wrong. This is part of who I am. I just have to learn how to develop them and work with them and not rely on some of the other strengths, is what I heard you say, Cynthia, right? Like really learning how to use them.
Well, yeah.
And I would imagine that the feedback that you receive at those parent-teacher conferences is not unique to you. I'm sure many
students...
Oh,
I'm thinking about
I mean,
all
not that I'm speaking
kids.
From... Yeah, I'm not speaking from personal experience at all.
That I've heard those words before.
But I think, you know, so obviously, you know, the workshops are very
it is.
Useful.
It has to be, because for me, I feel like he has a really good support system. I am a very active probably a little too active, but I'm very involved. He has a good support system. He has a like you just mentioned, his best friend Z. He has their family who is very supportive of him and very involved. He has Cynthia. He has his dad. He has so many different people that are involved and have told him all of these coaches, these teachers, you know, the Brophy community itself. But for him to not piece, I mean, we could talk to her blue in the face, and for him not to put it together until all of this. And I think the timing was huge.
Oh, incredible timing.
I mean, the fact that it all pieced together after, you know, I guess it didn't matter about kind of the support system he had. This kind of just was on paper. Black and white is like
scientific, right?
Yes.
I mean, backed with years and years, right? How long has this Gallup instrument been around?
Well, the research has been going on for almost like 73 plus years.
Oh my goodness.
So yes, it's very proven. I have a research paper if anybody wants me to email it, if you like reading research papers.
There we go. Oh yeah, I'm sure we will have. What strength is that? Because it's not my strength.
It's not mine either.
Not at all.
Can I ask a question as a non-Phoenix native? You guys keep mentioning Brophy specifically as like a very unique school. Is that, can you tell me, I guess maybe for some of our listeners too,
the
details are?
Schools in Arizona.
Okay.
It's a private Catholic school right in Central Phoenix. Like, so I would really help, like it's all boys school. So that actually kind of helps keep you focused. So
a powerhouse academically well as athletically.
Okay, mm-hmm. Great.
And a college
around.
Prep, right? I mean,
it's
really, you're
prep.
There.
Okay.
Yeah, if you're a Brophy, you're there to really
so
make a
So obviously,
difference.
High performance is expected
in
all arenas. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So it's a college prep. You have to test into, you have to take a test to get into. You got to take an interview. You got to get accepted into it. It's a, you know, it's a very big school. And so they expect a lot from you, but it's an amazing community for him. So
sure.
Yeah. Wow. I'm just blown away. And thinking about my 10-year-old. I mean, I know, so I'm familiar with DISC and I'm familiar with some of these other, I shared that with you when we had talked about having you on. I'm shocked because I was an educator, an assistant principal and a third grade teacher and a VP for schools for years. And the first time I heard about it was when you and I talked about having you on the show and the idea to bring Xavier and his mom here. 10 years old, too young to have someone take that assessment?
Actually, StrengthFinders has three different assessments. They do have one for elementary, and I believe it's ages 10 to 13 mm-hmm. or 14. And then they do have one for high school and college age students, but it's actually the same assessment that everybody would take. It's just the layout and the format of it's just a little bit different.
Sure.
And so I'm always one to, you know, these are young adults.
Yeah.
Why not just give them the regular, the questions are the same. The layout is a little bit more of a mature layout. Let them rise to the occasion.
Yes.
So.
And it's an online, online. It's not paper and pencil.
Nope. It's an online assessment. It takes about 45 minutes. You really need to have uninterrupted time because the questions are timed.
Yes.
And then you get your results immediately right there.
And X, you mentioned that you really want to kind of be quick with it, right? You want to rely, mm-hmm. there was a term you used, but you just want to, intuition, you just want to rely on.
It's what how you would react in like a certain situation, how you'd react like off the instincts.
Because that's going to get you your authentic, that's going to give you your authentic score.
Right. Yeah.
Wow. So when I teed up our show today, of course, I wanted to speak to our listening audience that may very well be in business. This is a fantastic tool instrument for teams and for employees and that sort of thing. And you were the one, X, who mentioned, you know, as it relates to your teammates and the coach's excitement about using this, pairing people up, you'll better know how to have people work within your organization more effectively and how you can communicate with each other and be on the receiving end, right? I would imagine now that you've had this experience, do you and Z even kind of know each other's strengths?
Yeah. It was funny because when we had our meeting, in the description, it told us that one of my strengths is like usually gets along or like works well with a person that has an empathy strength, and that was like his number one.
Which is why, right? You're like, this is why we really mm-hmm. have been buddies for so long. I love it. Have we missed anything, Cynthia, that you want the listeners to know about this specific success story?
I don't know. They did an awesome job pretty much covering everything.
They did. We just sat back. Okay. Wonderful. So I'm pretty certain that you've got a specific workshop and event coming up for young adults. Tell us about that.
It's actually the Saturday. It's from 9 to 2. It's at the Biltmore at Seasons 52.
Great spot.
And originally it was for parents and teens both to kind of come and just be introduced to this whole concept. And then I got the feedback. Being very vulnerable and honest here, got the feedback that's like, well, maybe the teens don't want their parents to be there. mm-hmm. And I thought, you know what? That's legit. So it's very flexible. I've opened it up. If the teens, you know, if the parents are okay with that, I'm going to have the young adults there in the morning session. We're going to have some fun. And if they're comfortable with their parents being there, let them join in. Not a big deal. And then there'll be a fabulous lunch that Seasons 52 will provide for everybody. And then we're going to come back from lunch, and actually Bernice and X are my guest speakers there.
Oh, my.
So they're going to speak to their story again on Saturday to the parents
and the kids. That's a great practice today.
So, yeah.
Love it. Very impressive. So how do we get a hold of you if we're interested in having our kiddo attend the event?
There's lots of different ways. Facebook, Rise Strengths. Facebook would be great to follow, like and share. You know, sharing's important. I'm learning. And then you can email is my first name, Cynthia-D@RiseStrengths.com. The website, everything's Rise Strengths, www.RiseStrengths.com.
Wonderful.
You can go there also.
Yeah. And we'll post it on our network as well.
Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. And this this show will be in our archive. So for years to come, you'll have people saying, hey, I listened in on that X interview, that X and Z and Bernice interview. We'll need to get Z in here next time, I think, right?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you all so much for being here. Truly, I'm blown away. And as suggested by a previous guest, I need to get together with you and find out what my strengths are. I think X might already have an idea of who I am. I've seen him eyeball me like, I know who you are, Karen. I see it. Well, we look forward to hearing more about Rise Strengths. I know you and I have spoken about having you come in again. And I love that you have empowered students, young adults through this tool. I can't imagine, and I really did assume that you have just been Mr. Mature. And Mom's shaking her head like, no, yelling in the microphone. What a beautiful gift. And I really kept thinking, what a blessing for you to have this at the time that you did, as you mentioned. There's got to be this beautiful relief. And I know that you've always been proud of him, but now even more overjoyed and proud of him.
Absolutely. And a sense of security, like my baby's about to leave. Like he's about to be a senior and he's taking off. And it just kind of gives me that confidence that he's going to be. He'll be able to handle his own.
And you have a common language too to talk about if challenges come up, and they will, right? It's life. Mm-hmm. Now you have a way to speak to it based on who you know yourself to be, and you didn't have that previously.
No.
Yeah. I really want to thank you in particular, Xavier, for sharing, because again, at 17, especially as an athlete and a leader, you know, you're kind of wearing everything on your sleeve here for us, and an opportunity for Cynthia to tell her story about why she's dedicated and committed to this through your experience. So thank you for your willingness. I really appreciate it. And we'd love to have you guys back again another time. Again, it's Karen Nowicki with Phoenix Business Radio, the fastest growing business-to-business radio network in the country. And we'll see you next time.